Happy Bus!
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Good night, egg-chasing baby panda. One evening, the red sun hung low in the sky. Baby panda, who was rolling around in the grass, saw it and thought it was a delicious egg.
Wow, what a huge egg. I think I can smell it. It smells so good. I want to eat it. Here I come, egg!
With a somersault, baby panda stood up. He brushed the dirt off his body. Splat! He ran to the mountain in the distance.
Round, round, egg. Delicious egg. Into my tummy.
Baby panda sang a funny song as he ran through a forest, then over a little river. Then he climbed and climbed until he finally reached the top of the mountain.
Delicious poached egg! Here I come!
Baby panda wandered around, but found that there was only a pile of rubble at the top of the mountain. The egg had vanished.
Huh? Where's the egg? Where did my delicious egg go?
Baby panda pouted sadly. Suddenly, he saw a round yellow thing on a tree at the bottom of the mountain.
Huh? Why did the egg roll down that tree? Maybe the egg was too round, and it rolled down the mountain and landed on the treetop. Maybe I can roll down the mountain to get the egg.
Baby panda pulled his hands and legs to his belly. He became a furry black and white ball and rolled down the mountain. Rumble! The black and white fur ball rolled over the little bridge. Rumble! The fur ball rolled through the forest. Thump! It bumped into a tree whose leaves fell onto Baby Panda.
Oh, where's the egg?
Baby Panda circled the big tree, walking around from the left, then the right. But he didn't find the egg.
Why has the egg disappeared again?
Baby panda climbed to the top of the tree.
It was just in the tree.
Baby panda stood on the tree and looked everywhere. Suddenly, he saw a round yellow thing behind a house on the side of the road.
Huh? How did the egg get behind that house? Oh, maybe when I bumped into the tree, the egg fell off and rolled behind the house. This time I must move gently and not let the egg roll away.
Baby panda climbed down from the tree and ran toward the house on the side of the road. Baby panda ran and ran, but he discovered that the sky was growing darker and darker. He was about to lose sight of the egg.
Wait for me! Egg!
Baby panda finally reached the house on the side of the road. He ran around the house, but the sky had turned completely dark and the egg had disappeared.
Boo-hoo! My egg!
Baby panda began to cry sadly.
Creak!
A window in the house opened. A child popped his head out.
Huh? A baby panda? What's wrong, baby panda? Why are you crying?
Baby panda sobbed and sniffled as he said,
Oh, boo-hoo! I saw a huge egg in the sky. I chased after it from the top of the mountain to a tree, and then to this house. But my egg has disappeared.
The child heard Baby Panda's words and went back to his room. After a while, he carried a plate over.
Baby Panda, look! My mom cooked me an egg tonight. You can have it. Don't be sad anymore, okay?
Baby Panda looked at the juicy egg on the plate and really wanted to eat it.
Whoa! But if I eat it, you won't get to eat it.
The little child thought for a while, then cut the egg into two halves.
This will work. Half for you and half for me. We can share it.
Yay! I like that.
So, Baby Panda ate half of the egg, and the child ate the other half. They gobbled the egg down in no time.
I love eggs!
When they finished eating the egg, Baby Panda said goodbye to the child. He went home and slept soundly. In his dream, he finally caught up to that round yellow egg. The egg was as delicious as the one he had shared with the child. Good night, egg-chasing baby panda. Good night, little one. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.